Okay.
We are recording, so watch your language.
Oh, no. All right.
Scary.
Okay, I'll call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Waggy.
Here.
Ms. Arnold.
I'm here.
Ms. Shaw.
Here.
Public comments, seeing none, let's move on to executive committee business. Item one, approved minutes of January 3rd, executive committee meeting. Any comments about the minutes? It's fairly short, you weren't here, but any corrections, or it's okay?
Yeah.
Or hear a motion?
I read my other notes in the office, and then what? I'll move.
Do I hear a second? I'll second you, I don't know if you want to vote.
Yeah, that's what I said, aye.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Let's move on to the meeting schedule for 2018. And I think there was one date that conflicted with a fire safety council, perhaps, or maybe something else, let me look.
I have a couple.
Looked at it a while back and forgot to double check again.
Yeah, that's what I'm grabbing my notes, so I wouldn't hold you guys up for it.
If you could just look through.
I have a couple conflicts, too.
April 25, does that work for folks?
It doesn't for me. So my problem is a GSA meeting that's been passed on, the water stuff. At the same time. So if we did it April 25th, then maybe made it 12:30 instead of 1:30, I could do it?
It's fine with me.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, wait a minute, I take that, I'm iffy. I have jury duty that week, and I don't know if I'll be called or not, but.
How about before?
If I can't make it, just go along.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't, if I'm not here, just, let's make it 12:30. If I have jury duty, I won't be here in any case.
Do you want to change it to April 18th, the week before? And do it at a regular time? Or I could do it Tuesday.
Yes, I've got a fire safe, we have a fire safe council on the 18th, but that's in the morning, so.
I have HSOC on the 18th exec.
Exact time.
Yeah.
Like, what, really works?
1 to 3, but I could do it earlier.
Or Tuesday, the day before, is April 24th, if you want to.
I can do that, too.
The 24th is, yeah, I'm fine either day on 24th or 50th, except, and usually I don't get called for jury duty, so.
Is your duty the 25th?
It's a whole week, I mean, I'm just.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, will you be the same?
I'm blocking out the whole week just in case, but I've never been called, so.
Yeah, the time, it doesn't, you guys could have it at 12:30.
If I'm here or not, whatever, you guys.
So we'll just change to 12:30.
12:30 is fine.
Thank you guys for that. And then my only other conflict is way out.
So 12:30.
On April 25th.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
December 20th, it feels so far away, but I'm a little bit of like, 5 minutes.
So we're April 25 at 12:30, and then we've got May 30. And that's okay with me. Is that okay with everyone else?
Yep.
August 29.
Yep.
And that's fine with me.
You know, October 17th, before we jump to December, I have.
August 29 is okay.
Oh, we're at August 29th, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Let's go with October now. That's a problem?
October, well, I have HSOC exec from 1 to 3 that day, so I could do it a little earlier or later the same day, but.
These only take usually 15 minutes.
Okay.
Just the travel time is the only time it takes. So what time do you want to make it?
Well, the HSOC is 1 to 3 p.m. and it's at the DSS building, so it's not far from here. So maybe 1 or 12?
We'll do 12.
Can we do it?
We can do it at 11:30 or we can do it over 12, whatever.
We have a fire safe council. I'm not sure where it is. Depends on the travel time. We could be here.
I mean, at 12, we'll get you, we'll be done in a half an hour.
Well, why don't
we'll be done in 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, well, because.
Let's make it 12.
All right, I'll just ruin everyone's lunch, but thank you.
No, it's
all right,
no problem.
12 o'clock.
Yeah,
12.
12 o'clock?
We'll make it 12 o'clock.
Okay.
So that was October, right?
Yes.
Yeah, October 17th.
Noon on October 17th.
Yep. And then December 20th was an issue?
Yeah, that was an issue for me. I'm available the day before, on the 19th, and what else is my
Well, it's a little tricky because it's.
It's so close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really close.
Do you want to do it the week before, like the week of December 10th? just to not be so close?
We're kind of far in advance going on the 20th. We're just trying to stay as far away from Christmas as possible.
But it's okay.
But it's to review the draft agenda for January.
Okay.
So you need to be close enough so you have actually
have
it together.
Items on the agenda, exactly.
Right. You can't just
look
in the crystal ball.
I can come on that day at 12, again, if we wanted to make that a 12 o'clocker.
Okay. Now, because this one's December 20th is a Thursday, was
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because usually they're...
We could make it the 19th, though, if that works better.
It doesn't matter to me.
One's fine. We'll have a fire safe council meeting on the 19th and LAFCO on the 20th, but they're both at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Do you want to do the 19th at 1:30 instead?
Sure.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. Actually, the 19th, I thought I had this written down. 19th, I actually have the HSOC exec from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay. Do we want to
do it at noon?
The noon.
Okay.
Noon is fine. So noon on the 19th?
19th.
Correct.
Do we want to change April 25th to noon just to keep it? Just to keep it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to keep it consistent.
It's okay. Totally up to
April
you guys.
19th, not 20th.
We can just leave.
Okay.
19th. Okay.
April.
Okay.
Well, April's 12:30, so.
Okay, December 19th at noon then, correct?
Yep.
All right.
So okay. I have April 25th at 12:30. I have May 30th as is at 1:30. I have August 29th at 1:30, October 17th at noon, and December 19th at noon. Okay.
Will this calendar be part of the next agenda packet for the whole board?
It'll be in the minutes, won't it?
It'll be in the minutes
that the
schedule is approved.
Correct it in the minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
As long as it's available, I think. And it'll be posted online.
And we'll post it online.
Yep.
It'll be in the minutes.
Yep.
It'll be posted.
As long as we'll have everyone know. Okay, so we need a motion to approve this revised schedule. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Questions? Public comment? None. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? So we've done that. Now the next item is March 28th agenda.
So this meeting wouldn't have had to have occurred, but we have a hearing board member whose term comes up.
I saw that, yeah.
And that we need to make sure we reauthorize that as we have ongoing hearing board actions going on. And so if we don't do it, then we lose a member, and then we have two empty public members at that point. So we're going to have to do some recruiting in the springtime and to fill some spots so we don't run into this situation where we have to have the meeting to do the run. Yeah, so I know
this is really light agenda.
Yeah, and we were going to, if it wasn't for us having a term expire, we would have canceled the meeting.
Okay.
So... that said, you can see that there's really nothing else up there.
Right, it's really, really light.
Is it appropriate, since hearing board is on this agenda, to ask you all?
That's appropriate.
What else going on then? Do we expect, prior to this last hearing board, we had to use this hearing board for what?
Years.
Something.
8, 9 years?
I can't remember.
I would agree with that.
The last
update
was 2018.
Well, and now you've got two meetings that they've already conducted.
Right.
So we really don't want to be changing any members now because they heard all the evidence.
Right.
But during the APCO report, there will be an update because we'll have just had another hearing, and I'm about to send out message the 21st. We have another hearing board meeting on the 21st. So that was just set.
Right.
And that meeting, we are in the process of trying to negotiate a stipulated agreement that both parks and the district agree to.
Right.
And I was just in Sacramento yesterday morning for that, a last minute trip up there. So we had good chats, we had good discussions, we moved the dime on some things.
Okay.
And so hopefully the state can enter into that agreement. We're still waiting on the final word from their legal, but we have some promising action that both sides say okay. So we have a tech team meeting that's going on right now, and they're discussing the proposal that Parks is going to flesh out. So yeah, so it's exciting. We're coming close to something where we can have some significant changes. And
all we can do is listen to the report. I think at this moment we can't engage in any discussion.
Right. Yeah,
and
so
it's really important to get that update.
Yeah, and so this the process is like I would tell anybody, we're moving forward, and it'll be the hearing board will hear something at that point, and we should have some stuff posted in the next few weeks for the public to take a look at. I'm looking to engage Friends of the Dunes along with along with Matt, and so I have high hopes, and you know, we're looking at a workable solution with some significance for our sides.
We wish you well.
Yep, and that my goal is to get everybody moderately unhappy but acceptable.
That's usually the best ways when everyone's unhappy.
Yes. Anyway, so it's in flux, but there should be a robust report coming from the APCO's report.
And that's in fact. Any other questions? Any other items here?
Well, I'm just wondering. So this hearing board will have three hearing days. They'll have gone through three. A one long hearing process. It's been three, almost whole days, right?
Yes.
So then. We'll be reappointing board members. Two of them, you thought?
Or just one.
Just says Robert.
At
just
this one, Bob Carr.
Yeah, at this point, just one. We had one that didn't want to continue, so. This is a hot, they have a hot potato issue that some employers do not want to touch. And so, yes.
It's whatever.
Yeah. But should we try to do all of our appointments at the same time or no?
Well, they have terms that expire. Mm-hmm. And so we will be looking to,
I thought we had vacancies. That's what
And these terms expire. They don't continue until replaced.
They expire. They're not valid.
So they're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I
not like LAFCO, but you stay until
we
you know.
We expect this hearing board that's going on right now to be done on the 21st.
Oh, no. This hearing board will likely, the new members will be involved. We expect that they'll make some kind of a decision between, I guess we can't really tell. But I can.
Yeah,
how much
probably going too
much, a little bit too much.
I think maybe the time frame, and that's it.
Yeah, and so
the question is, will it be over then?
No.
It sounds like the answer is no.
Doubtful,
because they can't wrap it up in that short period of time.
We
can't talk about anything.
We're not going to talk about anything other than in just in general stipulated agreements with hearing boards that have oversight for some length of time. Why the process is going on, and so. Very likely there will be ongoing hearing board actions once a year or so for years to come. These types of issues are dynamic, and not getting any details, they're just dynamic and they change.
It's an interesting process, because now a lot of what we were dealing with is going to end up with this other board.
Yeah. Correct.
Well,
not exactly.
All of the, you know, all the power on enforcing enforcement real rests with the APCO, not with us.
Yeah, still lies within.
It already does, as you know. And it does, so the board doesn't really have any say. This board's role is essentially legislative policy making. The hearing board was set up by state law to be a completely independent function, variances and abatements.
They get involved if the APCO chooses to. We do not.
Basically, you guys elected them quasi-judicial members. So when you appoint somebody there, you're appointing to an independent quasi-judicial body. Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to ask about something else about the agenda before we move on.
Sure. Okay.
This is it. We're done with the agenda.
Someone brought up, the two public commenters brought up at the last meeting, they were asking about cloud seeding. And I've only sat in on a couple Zone 3 meetings as a substitute. And it was my impression that we weren't doing any cloud seeding in this county. So that public comment, if there is something to it, is it something we should agendize? If you could just tell me what you know about it.
For you to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so this is something that is not a real effect. Our county does not cloud seed. Santa Barbara County cloud seed into our watershed in the Cuyama area to fill Twitchell Reservoir. So
Did it work?
It works somewhat. It does augment it.
It's
a very small amount. It basically flares on the tips of airplanes. And you can imagine about that how little that is. But these really fine particles that come off congoagulate the water vapor in the air and help it rain. It's a trace amount, not measurable in any place. And the gentleman also is concerned with contrails, which are water vapor coming off of the
High-flying jets.
High-flying jets because of the temperature and the moisture content.
Well, that, yeah, because they were bringing up, oh, I saw this at Pismo Beach, and I thought to myself, there's no cloud seeding at Pismo Beach. What are you talking about? So I just want to check, you know, if that really was,
and,
you know, something that's fine. I agree. Yeah, that's what I thought. It wasn't happening. Yeah,
there is a small niche of people propagating that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's way out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let it stay there.
I don't think it requires any.
We don't have. Sure.
Do we have any permitting authority?
We do not.
Okay. We have no permitting authority, so it's off our table. I think other folks do. But,
yeah.
Before you finish the agenda, let me.
I did want to talk about the APCO's, the structure of the APCO's report.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That was something that maybe we're going to talk the same thing. I don't know.
No.
I'm concerned about the APCO's report for some time. That we are. It's kind of a catch-all to talk about anything we want to talk about, and it's kind of in my mind not being really faithful to the Brown Act. That we get in free-flowing discussions on an item that's clearly not on the agenda, other than whatever Gary or the APCOS wants to talk about. And I thought for some time we need some structure to it so we don't get far afield and discussions and almost making policy decisions during that discussion. If we want to make a policy decision on any of this stuff, it should be agendized. So I've been concerned that it's almost too free-flowing. On the one hand, I don't want to constrain what you can talk about, but if you're going to talk about lots of stuff and it's not on the agenda, I'm almost of the opinion, other than asking questions, we can't really discuss or debate it. Is that kind of your take?
I think that's prudent. I agree with you.
And if there are, if you know what you want to talk about, maybe those should be listed so we can put some structure to it.
Yeah, I can certainly.
If you just list what topics you're going to talk about, and we almost need to include in there, you know, information only.
Yeah.
So we don't get into the trap of making policy decisions on an item that's not agendized. I thought for far too long it's been a free-for-all, and the Brown Act doesn't allow us to have
free-for-all. Well, and I also am, I like to have the background before I get to the meeting. So I agree that a lot of times it ends up being like the meatiest part of the meeting, but I've had no background. Like, I'm just hearing it for the first time, as we all are, and then we're all kind of making decisions or comments on something we just heard. It's nice to just at least, if I would know the bullet points, or if you could give any background material of what you'd be talking about, and then we'll be prepared if we are going to speak on it, to speak in a more educated way. I think we all look better when we do that.
But it should only be questions when we...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, we're not making us
have an item on city manager's report.
Right. That's true.
And he
and
just tells
ask.
Us what he's been doing, what's happening, and except for a question for clarification or to supplement something what's been said, there's no discussion whatsoever.
There should be no direction.
And
but
I
no
wonder,
direction.
Because... It seems like the APCO report always ends up encompassing the dunes issue. And I think people want an update or, you know, a time to speak on that. So maybe, if we don't put that as part of the APCO's report, because I understand what you're saying, like us making policy on a report is weird and maybe not appropriate. Maybe we have a standing agenda item just update on the dunes every time, because we probably need it every time. I don't know.
Well, I think... We've kind of put it here. I think as long as we put down, as long as you know what you're planning to talk about, you can talk about other stuff too, obviously. I don't want to constrain what you're talking about. But put down update on dunes or whatever. It can be general.
Yeah, verbal update on the SVRA.
And then what I would like to see is information only. So we constrain it so we don't
put that in there, information only.
Information,
so it gives me authority then as chair to keep us from going far afield. If we want to give some policy discussion about stuff, we can agendize it, or the board wants to.
Right.
But I think we can't go beyond what we're allowed to do under the Brown Act on the APCO's report.
I think, though, we should agendize the discussion portion of it maybe separately or something, because it's... Depending on what you're going to say, I think people do then want that discussion on it.
Yeah, but so there's no direction. We can't accept direction. I'll just be reporting out what the hearing board has done. And so...
So we can't really give
you
direction.
You can't really,
on
and
that.
You shouldn't be, because
the last meeting, I felt like there may have been some direction given, which upset... I was brand new, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm almost ready to hit the gavel at one point, so we're going beyond what we can talk about. But
yeah.
I didn't.
That's a very good
I wanted
point.
To put some constraints on it. That's why I'm saying if we put for information only.
How about if we do that at the beginning of the report, APCO's report, for information only, not intended for discussion?
Well, we can ask questions and clarification.
Yeah.
But
I think what Mary's trying to say is every time that we come, we want to get an update on the dunes, even if it's
sure.
just that the monitors got moved.
Yeah.
Or we had a really windy day and oh boy, did it go over the chart. So,
and
whatever.
Maybe there's a public comment period with that agenda item
yeah.
or something so that the public is going to want to comment and
sure.
and hear about that. But
it'll put the commenters anyway that come for that could
right.
have their own spot.
They could have their spot.
But it gives us a chance if we want to ask a question.
Right.
So if we put down, as I suggested, just a list of the items, it doesn't constrain you from talking about other things that just came up, but just list whatever you're going to, the items on your mind that you plan to talk about.
Okay.
And then for information yeah. or something like that.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
But I'm talking about then have an agenda.
For this one? Yeah, I can add that.
Oh,
there's only two things that I'm primarily going to talk about because the SBRA will.
I think she means separate
yeah.
from the ACCO.
Separate from the ACCO.
So then
so
I mean add like a C7 or something.
Well, yeah, we would make it
a
D1.
Or D1.
And so the action would be to receive and so I would have to generate a BIM and some information and things like that.
And that's what
so
I was going to
take.
I'm trying to find
take staff time to do that
line.
That way.
Right.
I'm trying to make it somewhat flexible because, for example, he's not going to know what he's going to talk about because
right.
the board will not have happened. I'm trying to find a way to keep us honest with the Brown Act,
right.
but also that's why I'm suggesting leave it here, put down. One, two, whatever.
Yes.
List
right.
the items you're going to talk about and then put for information only. And
would you object to having a completely separate from the ACCO report?
But then we have to have a regular report. It's a regular business item for discussion. And I don't think
it's going to.
I think though that should be when it's more substantial than just them telling
when there's
what's
an
going
action
on.
To be taken or like a report from the multi-agency bodies. Definitely we're going to come back.
Right.
Come back in the springtime.
Right. That's the time when we
with what will be on the agenda for May or June.
And I want to try and avoid politicizing this too much, too, I realize.
Well, I think it's too late.
Well, but I want to keep it within bounds. Right now, we have no role except to hear what's going on. And that's why I want to constrain it to that. When we get when you get the report that you're talking about, that's a regular agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying. I just don't want the public. Because we're not trying to hide anything.
No,
I don't
not.
Want the public to feel that we're trying to chill public discussion or public
no,
comment or,
but,
you know, like I want people
yeah.
to feel that they're still heard and that we're still engaging.
And
I don't know.
And we will be engaging this way, but they have a separate public process with the hearing board. And so they're already out there doing that. And so if we delve into as your board getting in there, you may be interfering with the hearing board's process. And so now you're driving the hearing board.
So you're saying just for this meeting, especially in particular, because we're only updating on the hearing board, which is not our thing.
Yeah.
That we should very much kind of back away from it this time.
I definitely would suggest.
But if we're bringing,
that.
Let's say, two meetings from now, you know, we're dealing with our own side
substantial
of it.
Yes,
agenda.
There will
have.
Be an agenda item because we're going to show you what the hearing board did at that
okay.
point. Okay.
But
so,
we don't really have a role in, we do not have a role in telling Gary what to do on this whole thing.
On the hearing
and
board
I'm,
stuff.
No, well, hearing board or anyway, I've been concerned for a long time that the board gets involved too much in telling the APCO what to do. By law, we can't do that. We can't say, Gary, here's how I want you to deal with that, this issue on the settlement. Here's how I want you to enforce Rule 1001. We have no authority to do that. And I feel like we've gone way too far along that path. When I'm talking about political, I'm talking about where we're almost giving direction to Gary, and we've got to let him do his job. We hold him accountable.
Okay.
Our job is to make sure he's doing his job, not to tell him how to do his job on this. So I'm trying to avoid having a free flow discussion every time this comes up by putting some, legitimately, I think, putting some constraints on here. So we let Gary do his job. We understand what he's doing. And in closed session, sometimes he thinks he's doing a lousy job, we'll tell him that. But in open session, we can't say, and that's where I thought it went too far last time. We can't say, yeah. Gary, you're doing the wrong thing here. And that's what I heard last time during the meeting. And I almost picked up the gavel, but I didn't.
I think it might be worth somehow clarifying that point. That we've already voted as a board for our APCO to take certain directions, and we should not be saying specifics. Or
the person who made the comment has been on the board longer than I have, so it's not a question of education.
Yeah. If I can add, maybe by way of clarification, one thing that's hard for my boards and commissioners to fully understand is the district is considerably different than any other agency I have. Mm-hmm. Those instances, you have usually a chief executive officer of some sort, and you have, as you point out, you have the ability to hire and fire, but there is a certain amount of direction that occurs maybe in a city council meeting, assuming it's on the agenda. Mm-hmm. The way state law was set up here, it's very unique because the board clearly does not have the authority to direct enforcement. The statute was set up to prevent that and it vested it to the APCO, who is actually a separate statutory officer, independent of the fact that he serves at your pleasure. So I do get where you're coming from, Ed. I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think we've kind of digressed from this because I think our
priority. Now that I'm sure I want to do it right.
A little bit of coercion. I never fully understood that. I always thought your role was more like that of a city manager because
that's not that
familiar with. So maybe before you introduce this new format, maybe we just reintroduce, you know, in the interest of my role being X, and we're trying to just maybe a new way.
I'd have counsel.
I'm prepared as the chair to outline that we talked about the executive committee. When we were talking about how we want to structure the agenda, we wanted to make sure we were in full compliance with the Brown Act and that we also respect state law and how the APCO does its job. And I can say a few words, and Ray, if you want to chime in.
Sure.
And then we'll move on that. And I say, you know, this is the purpose of this report to receive. To receive the information and ask questions, but we can't give direction.
Okay.
And hopefully that will take care of it.
I just had a couple of clarifying comments or questions, but you know, as a clerk, the only thing I might be a little bit concerned about with outlining items for the APCO's report on the agenda, but then still leaving it open for discussion on items that are not listed, is that we might not be
just
fully
put on
trying
other items.
Yeah, so you would put an agenda item that says other items?
Just put ones you know about, or...
Yeah,
A third item, if you have two, put a third item, any other items of interest to the board.
Because I think the one thing that the board is able to do is request that you bring something back to them at
Absolutely.
A later date.
And we have comments at the very end.
Yeah.
So I'm almost wondering if it's beneficial to...
Request and comments.
Not put the items that you're going to discuss on the APCO's report on the agenda, but just clarify that the procedure is for board members to provide their questions and comments, and then at that time give any direction to bring items back, but that would be the only direction.
On any item on the agenda, I think where we're talking about stuff that we can't talk about further or the request, generally that should be at the end of the meeting, but board member items, but we could, during a discussion on something, I think someone would say, well, could we agendize that?
Mm-hmm.
And if the board agrees, we can, the consensus, we can put it on the super future agenda.
One of the things I can help too is I think this has become rather sort of free flowing just through the way it's been done. The APCO would work out, kind of work out the list the night before, and all of a sudden some of these things are a surprise. One of the things I can do is reinforce the chair on this when this comes up for the first time and maybe try to help educate a little bit, because I do agree. I mean, ask questions, that's fine.
Right.
But don't give direction, and these things have had a tendency, particularly with the Dunes rule, of just taking on a life of their own, and now you've got half of the public.
I use the word political, but I really meant to say political in the sense of giving direction.
Right.
And we can't do that.
I fully knew that. So
okay.
You, just so I wrap my mind around it, so We as a board, we pass certain laws and regulations, like we passed 1001 before I was here.
Correct.
But then it is your job and your choice as to how you enforce that.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
So I have enforcement discretion, and you have discretion to fire me.
Well, I think that's important.
That's far you're doing it, by the way. I'm just talking about.
Yeah.
I would appreciate
we're not
that.
Here to evaluate. To debate. I have no problem with what you're doing.
I would appreciate that being clarified to the public, because the public, I don't know about you guys, puts a lot of pressure on me as to what they want me to do. And I would appreciate knowing that it's your job.
Yeah.
You have a lot more expertise in it than I. You know that I'm here to support you and question you, but it's your.
Right.
You know.
It's information. That's all we can get.
We've had this discussion, I can think of probably 10 different times in the last few years. But yes. We have new members that come on, yeah. And it's difficult for people to get their arms around it because it's such a unique creature. People think of us as a local agency. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're really a state agency. We're under the state.
We're a subdivision of the state.
We're a subdivision of the state itself. And Gary has enforcement authority, but he has to do it subject to the state as well, because they can come down here and audit him, and they've done that before with districts. So
they got us really bad in the 90s.
Yeah, we went through that.
Every resource board comes in. If you screw up locally,
maybe I'm the only one. But no, for me, no. That would be a good.
I think that's probably. I don't know if we want to. If we want to put that as an item to go over.
Or maybe just part of your board.
Perhaps on this item, since I want to restructure this anyway, I'll point out something about the purpose of this, that we talked about extensively in the executive committee to try to keep us within the bounds of state law and the Brown Act, that the APCO's report is information, and with respect to any enforcement action, we cannot give direction, but we can certainly ask questions to find out what's happening, but we can't cross any line about his authority. And if there's things that are still confidential ongoing, don't tell us.
No.
And that, I mean, negotiations have to be by
so
very nature
like
confidential.
So it's almost like in this situation right now, the hearing board has more, much more hands-on authority in this venue than we do.
We have no authority.
And enforcement.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that I tried to get that point across during the last meeting, that it's in the hands of the hearing board now, and Rule 1001 is secondary to this proceeding that's taken place. Mm-hmm. And so there's still always my enforcement of the hearing board's actions that, you know, that could come into play. And how I deal with that, but then that's some other legal issues get involved with
it
not
gets
doing
tricky.
That.
At this point, I think we can't go any farther because it's ongoing.
Right.
Okay.
It's not our role of the executive committee to go beyond just clear clarification.
Okay. Well,
that's
a good point.
So I would suggest that we modify the APCO's report to include any items that the APCO is aware of that he wants to talk about at the time the agenda is proposed. Include those along with an item as he chooses to include other items as needed or other items, and that we put in a statement there for information only. Is that agreeable?
Yeah.
So any other comments on, go ahead.
Another item I'll be talking about is AB 617. And that's a requirement that we get out and notify our disadvantaged communities, have some workshops, and show them that there's available money coming down through the state. So I'll be going over that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's pretty it.
But there's no action by the board.
No action by the board. There'll be something before your board later on in
the
year.
That's fine.
But I'm just giving you a heads up of what's coming in the future.
With that addition, do I have is there something else you want to mention?
Yes, Gary asked me before whether we're going to need a closed session, and I said no, but in thinking about it, we do have that Friends of the Dunes 8 case, the federal case.
just put on there as needed, yeah.
Yeah, as needed, if that's okay with you, as needed.
Just
if
closed session,
have something to report.
And you can put in a standard anticipate litigation.
Or if you prefer, I can just simply advise you by a memo or something to the board individually with, you know, not having
we can put it on there, not do it if we just don't need it. I'd rather have it not needed.
Dump it if we don't use it.
Yeah. And if you want to do it separately by memo, if you think it's appropriate, we can always do it that way too. You've kept a surprise, anything is not, whatever. Okay, with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Okay, I think that does it. We've reviewed the draft agenda, we've given direction, and the next meeting is 25th, right?
April 25th.
As we just talked about.
Yes.
And you guys can expect a little email from me on updates as we get further along in our processes, just to let you know, so.